You're listening to Radio Yorkshire, and we had the big news on Friday night. Huge news that Kell Brook, world welterweight champion, is going to jump up two weight divisions to fight the most feared man in boxing, Gennady Golovkin, the middleweight champion, many regard as the pound-for-pound king. And, well, Kell Brook joins me on the line now. How are you, Kell?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good. I bet you're just a little bit buzzing about this news. Tell us about the last 48 hours or so.
Yeah, it's been non-stop. You can imagine my phone's been going mental. You know, this is what boxing's all about. It's about taking risks. You know, everybody doesn't think, you know, don't want to fight me, and I know they don't want to fight Triple G. You know, so when this got mentioned to me, instantly I said I want the fight. You know, I want to shock the world. My favorite fight of all time, Shaquille Robinson, jumped up to middleweight. You know, and I'm going to do the same. I'm going to shock the world. You know, the 10th of September, I'm going in there and I'm going to show the world exactly what the special one's all about.
We hope so. In terms of the timeline, because it seemed at the start of the week, obviously, Jesse Vargas, there was a bit of back and forth between you two on Twitter. Eddie said it's pretty much that's going to be confirmed by the end of the week. Eubank Jr. against Golovkin's going to be confirmed. When did Eddie come to you and say, look, the Eubank thing's not happening? Do you want Triple G?
You know, it's been a bit of a crazy week. It's been a bit of a crazy week, but, you know, these fighters, you know, they want, you know, so much money, and they, you know, they want, they demand so many things. You know, it's hard to get these fights made, you know, and, you know, people say that they want the fights, you know, like the Chris Eubank, the one. I don't know how the negotiation broke down, but, you know, it did, you know, obviously. They said that they want it, but actually taking it is two different things, you know. So all I know is I got a call off Eddie, do you want the Triple G fight? You know, so my answer was, let's do this. And here we are, you know. This is what it's all about for me. This is all I've ever dreamt about, being in massive fights, you know, being boxing 21 years. And now, you know, this is the biggest fight in British boxing, you know. There's no other bigger fight out there, you know, in any matchup to be made. So I'm involved in the biggest fight, definitely this year.
Yeah, and how does it feel, that the relief? Because obviously for so long now that there's been the talk of getting you this huge opponent, and it's taken its time. There's been ups and downs. There's been injuries that happened in Tenerife and the mandatory situations that have been forced upon you to finally get there now, and not only get a big name, the biggest name around at the moment. How does it feel relief wise?
Listen, I've been shouting from the hills that I want a huge fight. You know, no fault of my own. I've had to fight mandatories. You know, at the end of the day, I nearly died. I got stabbed. You know, and it all could have been over. You know, but I've got a second chance. You know, and I'm here now. I'm fighting the most feared man on the planet in boxing. You know, and it's my time to shock the world. You know, this is my time. I've been saying I want these huge fights. You know, here you are, son. This is the biggest fight that could be made for me. You know, so all them haters out there saying, I won't fight no one. I think I need massive, you know, massive credit for taking this fight, jumping up to middleweight to fight the most, you know, most feared man in the world. So, you know, I've got my work cut out, and believe you me, I'm training like an animal, and I'm going to be in phenomenal shape. You know, I'm a huge welterweight as it is, so it's not going to be a massive deal for me moving up to middleweight. You know, you're going to see on the night, you know, how big and how strong I'm going to be.
Yeah, just tell us about that then, and about how you will prepare differently for this. Obviously, there's not the agonising weight cut involved. We spoke to Dave Caldwell earlier. Obviously, you said when he trained you, you felt you were a lot more powerful, would be a lot better when eventually you moved up. Are you almost looking forward to this now?
Yeah, I'm a complete different animal when I'm at them weights in training, and I'm still bringing my weight down, draining my weight. So when I'm a comfortable weight like middleweight, it's going to be amazing training for this. You know, eating a lot more food, not after cutting the food down. I'm going to be fully nutritious, fully replenished. I'll be able to push myself in training. You know, I'm not sure. You'd have to speak to Dominic about different things, what we're going to be doing, you know, because we're moving up to middleweight. but it's going to be such a great training camp. It's going to be amazing. You know, competing at the highest level in boxing. You know, on 10th of September in at the O2 in London. You know, it doesn't seem real, but it's real. Believe that. And you know, I just can't wait to get in there and shock the world. You know, because nobody expecting me to win, and I'm the going there. I'm a do. You know, nobody expected Ali. You know, to beat Sonny Liston back then. You know, Sugar Ray Leonard went up and boxed Marvin Aguilar and beat him. You know, and I'm going to do the same in this fight. You know, I'm making history in this fight.
And tell us then about your thoughts on Gennady Golovkin. Obviously, many regard him as pound for pound king. He's a feared fighter, avoided fighter. What do you like about him?
You know, I like everything about him. You know, there's nothing I can slag him off for. He's a great fighter. He's a throwback fighter. You know, an old school fighter. He does everything very, very well. So I'm gonna have my work cut out, but you know, I won't want it any other way. You know, I'm gonna be ready for that fight, and I'm gonna show you and the world exactly what I can do.
And it's gonna be the build up to this is gonna be a lot different. There's going to be so much scrutiny. You've got the eyes of the world. Obviously, Golovkin, he's been campaigning in America, selling out venues over there. You've got a bit of a media tour coming up as well. I think it's New York you're going to be heading to for a press conference as well. So it's just going to be a complete change. You're looking forward to that side of it as well, and being in front of the world's media.
Yeah, it's going to. This is part of the game. I'm at the highest you can reach. These are the biggest fights can be made. You know, it's part of it. You know, doing the media stuff, but you know, I'm looking forward to getting down and dirty and training hard. And you know, once we've got that out of the way, the media stuff, it's down to that training, and it's about, you know, everything's about Triple G. Everything's going to be on my mind every day. You know, breaking him down and coming up with a game plan for the fight, executing it on fight night.
You mentioned that. The haters before and the stick you sometimes get on Twitter, the stick that, you know, unfair really, that a lot of you guys get when you head into the ring every time about opponents and stuff like that from some of the fans. But generally for this, I mean, looking at Twitter last night, it exploded. What's it been like? Even all the big names, even Amir Khan was saying, you know, good on you for taking the fight.
Yeah, it's obviously people are going to take note. You know, No other fighter do what I've done. You know, it shows you what balls I've got. It shows you exactly, you know, what I'm about. I'm here to fight. I'm not here to mess about. You know, there's people what talk it. You know, I'm gonna go in there and show you all. You know that I'm a real man. I'm ready to fight. I'm in this sport to fight the best. You know, and the thing is, you know, that's where we are with it. You know, it's a huge fight, as you know, and you can imagine how it's all been going these last few hours since it's been announced.